Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Ayin Gimel, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, and our Mishnah stated, Ve'ilu Menachos Nikmatzes V'shirei L'Koyinim, and the Mishnah brought 10 different Menachos on which the Koyin does Kmitza, and the Kmitza is brought on the Mizbeach, and then the remaining part of the Mincha is given to the Koyinim, and the Koyinim have a right to eat the Mincha. And our Gemara begins, Minolon, that what is the Mekar that Shirei L'Koyinim? And the Gemara asks, Minolon, that what is your question as to the Mekar, the Ksiva Ksiva, Ud like Siva, Ksiba, Vizais Teres Amunka, Hakra Isabine Aaron, by Nesayas Mamani, Yechlo Aaron of Vanov. That certainly we know that the first time that the Torah mentions the Korb Muncha is in Pashas Vayikra, and Pasik Beis, the Torah states, Vivial Bene Aaron Akrinim, Vikomis Misham Molekumso, Misalta Mishamna, Kolvainasa, Vihikta Akrinis Askarasa Mizbecha, Isherech Nichoyach Hashem, and then the Pasik states, Van Nesayas Menamunka, Aaron of Vanov, Kodish Kadashim Ishi Hashem, that Pasha is talking about and the next Pasuk Dalet begins by speaking about the Minchas Mafik Tanur, and then Pasuk Hey speaks about the Minchas Machvas, Pasuk Zayin speaks about the Minchas Machreshes, and Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk states, Ve'vesis HaMincha She'eh Osam E'il Hashem, and it refers back to all of these Minachos, and then Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk specifies, Ve'neseres Min HaMincha La'aron Levanov Kodesh Kedoshim E'ishi Hashem, and therefore clearly the Shuraim of all these Minachos go to the Kayin, even for those Kabonos where the Torah doesn't specify that the Shurayim go to the Kohen. However, in Pashas Sav, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, the Pesukim speak about the procedure of bringing the Kor Mincha, and the Pasuk states, V'zois Teres HaMincha, Hakrev Oysa B'nei Aaron L'fnei Hashem, El P'nei HaMizbeach. And then the Pasuk states, V'nei Seres B'menu, Yoichlo Aaron O'Bono, Matzis Te'ocho, B'mokim Kodosh, B'chatzar El'Moyed Yoichlo. And those Pesukim are giving us general rules, B'negei all Menachos, and therefore we see that the Shurayim go to the Kohen by all Menachos. However, the Gemara explains, B'chitit like it's certainly in a standard case of a Kav Mincha, which comes from wheat flour, that is not my Shaila, as certainly we learn from the Pasuk of Azayis Teres HaMincha, as we just explained. However, Ki Kamin Bailon Basayim, and my Shaila was, where carbon comes from Bali, and as we know, the Minchas Ha'imah, the Minchas Kenais by a Saita, is brought from Sa'irim, and since these are not standard Kabanais, what is the Makar that Shirei and Lekayanim? And the Gemara explains, that's also included in the Klal, as Basayim Nami Minik Metzah Shirei Koyanim, that although a standard mincha is brought from Chitin and not from Sa'irin, however, by the fact that a mincha Sa'irim is also in the Kmetzes, therefore there's no reason to think that the din would be different but the gay Shirayim, and Shirayim go to the Koyanim, and the Koyanim could eat a Shirayim. However, the Gemara is still bothered that I'll leave it to Rabbanon like coming by Ilan, that certainly according to Rabbanon, we didn't have a Shaila, and since we saw in our Mishnah that the Rabbanon hold that by all Kabbanis that are Nikmetzes, the Shirayim are given to a Koyanim, and the Koyanim could eat the Shirayim, and as we saw that Lefid Rabbanon by Minchas Choyte of a Koyin, since it's Kulei Kolol, therefore Kmitza is not done at all, and therefore since Minchas Sa'irim are Nikmetzes, so certainly Shirayim will Koyinim, and the Koyhanim will keep the Shirayim, and they will be able to eat the Shirayim, and there is no need for a new Makar for any Minchas Sa'irim. However, the Gemara is bothered that Kikam Yibayilon Alibid Rab Shimon Da'amar Ikam Minchad Mekamtza V'lei Misachla Dithnan, and as we learned in our Mishnah, Rab Shimon Oimeh Minchas Choyte that since we find the sheet of Rav Shimon on Mishnah that even by the Koyin's Minchas Choyte Kmitza was done, however certainly the Hashurayim did not go to the Koyin, and the Kmitza as well as the Shurayim were burnt on the Mizbeach, and since we find that if you're Rav Shimon, we do find a Korban where although there is Kmitza, the Shurayim do not go to the Koyinim, so maybe we would think that the same would apply B'negei Korban Sa'irim, and if so, what would be the Makar that the Shurayim of the Minchas Ha'imer and the Shurayim of the Minchas Kenois would belong to the Kayin and would be Nechel Kayinim. And the Gemara now continues to bring the Makar as Amar Chizkiyah the Amar Kra, as in Pashas Tzav, the Pasuk first tells us, V'chol Mincha She'te'el for Batana V'chol Nasr Macheshes V'al Machvas La'Koyin HaMakar V'Yisrael Lo'Yisiyya. And then in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk continues, V'chol Mincha B'lulu V'Hashem V'Chariva L'chol B'nei Aaron T'yeh Ish Ke'achiv. And reminds to the fact that the Shurayim of a Mincha B'lulu Shemen and a mincha chareva, which refers to a dry mincha, which is the minchas choyte that doesn't come with shemen, is given to a kohen, is already learned in Pashas Vayikra, as well as previously in Pashas Sav, when the Torah states v'zeis teres mincha, and from which we learned a klal that the shirayim of all minchas that are brought from chitin belong to the kohen, and if so, the words v'chol mincha b'lulu b'shemen v'chareva l'chol b'nei aaron t'yeh ish ke'achiv seem to be extra. Therefore, Chizkiyah explains im einin inul b'lulu shel chitin t'nei. that since the Torah did not have to teach us this halacha, benegia mincha belula that's made out of wheat, therefore it must be that the Torah is teaching us a din, benegia mincha that's belula b'shemen, that comes from Sa'irin, and of course that refers to the mincha Sa'imer. And similarly, since this pasuk is not needed to teach us that the shiraim of a mincha chayte that's made from chitin belongs to a kayin, therefore this pasuk must be teaching us a din, benegia mincha chareva, which is made from Sa'irin, and of course this refers to the minchas kenais of a seita. The Torah is teaching us that the shiraim of the minchas ha'imer, as well as the minchas kenais, belong to the kayinim. Keep in mind that when we explain the Gemara, and the Gemara stated, b'chitin leikami b'ilon, Rashi explains, b'chitin leikami b'ilon, the mahukra nafkam izayis teres ha'mincha, the stam mincha b'chitin, hilkach ahukra b'chitin kabishtrai. However, ayin tesis diba maskal b'chitin leikami b'ilon, where he brings a different explanation, and he explains that since the pasuk is talking about achila shirayim and standard achila is done with chitin, as sa'irin is michael behema, therefore when the Torah teaches a klal that the shirayim belong to the kohenim, it must be teaching us b'negei michael adam, and it must only be speaking us that the shirayim of any mincha that is brought from chitin belong to the kohenim, but we would not be able to learn out b'negei michael behema and b'negei the mincha sa'im and minchas kenais which are brought from sa'irim, and ayin ban tesin amid im ein l'chariv shel chitin, and tesin bothered that l'chari the pasuk of Zeis Teres HaMincha is referring to those kabanais that are brought with shemen, and certainly Minchas Chayte does not have any shemen, and Zok Taisis the Misrabim Zeis Tera, and Afagav the Pashos Umayri B'Shiyesh B'Shemen Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues and will ask a question on the Makar of Chizkia, and as the Gemara asks, V'hai L'Hachi Udasa Homi Boile L'Chidatanya, how could Chizkia state, and we learned this Makar from the pasuk in Pashas Tzav in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud that stated, V'chol Mincha B'lula B'Shem V'chareva L'chol B'nei Arantia Ishke'achiv, if l'maisa we will see in this long brisa that we learn out other drashas from these words. And let's keep in mind that there were many matnas kuhuna that were given out in the Beis HaMikdash, and the right to these matnas kuhuna belonged to all the kohenim. However, after Moshe Rabbeinu was misaka mishmaris and batei avos, so then ultimately the batei avos had a right to all the kabanos that were brought during their shift. They would split all the matnas kuhuna evenly amongst themselves, and they would take every carbon shlomim, and they would split each carbon shlomim evenly amongst the kohenim. They would take every mincha and split it evenly, and this was done even if every single kohen would then get less than a kazayas of each type of a carbon. And as we will see, one kohen would not have a right to go over to another kohen and trade his share in a carbon to another kohen, and this way each of them would get a larger share in their particular carbon. Mipashas this isser was not only if one would force the other to do so, but this din was based on a bazillion of kachim, as it's not proper to have transactions done with kachim, and therefore it was also to do so even if both kohanim would agree. And our Gemara now continues and brings the makar, and as this brisa teaches us, minayin shein chalkim menachos keneged zvachim, and Rashi in Ksav Yad states shelo yoy mekoyin lechaveroi tolata mincha vani zavach, and it would seem from Rashi that this is only in a case where kohen A wants to transfer an inferior product and he wants to give a mincha to kohen B, and he wants to keep a zevach which is better quality. However, in the regular Rashi states keneged zvachim shelo yoy mekoyin lechaveroi tolata zvachim vani menachos, and even where he's giving the other kohen a better share, then he still cannot do so. And keep in mind that the Gemara will now go through multiple variations, and ultimately the Gemara will learn out all of these dinim from the Pesukim and Pashas Tzav and Perek Zayin Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yud, which we previously quoted. At the Pesukim state, V'chol mincha she'tiofa batana v'chol nasa b'macheshes v'al machvas l'koyin ha'makava yisa loisiya, and then Pasuk Yud states V'chol mincha b'lul b'ashem v'chareva l'chol b'nei aran tia ish ke'achiv. And our Gemara continues and daf ayin gemol min aleph, and the Gemara brings in makar tamu loymar. So the Pasuk states in Pashas Tzav V'chol mincha she'tiofa batana l'chol b'nei aran tia ish ke'achiv. And the Brisa teaches us that since the pasuk states v'chol mincha, that the entire mincha should go l'chol b'nei Aaron, to all the children of Aaron, so therefore we see that the entire mincha has to be given and shared equally amongst all the kohanim, and one of the kohanim cannot trade away a share. And ayin Rashi k'sav yodoy l'chol b'nei Aaron mash makulim yechlu mimena, and ayin Rashi tapadamid shlo yichalku zek negedzeh el bein kulim yichalku aminachos. And the Gemara will now bring different variations, and ultimately the Gemara will bring different makaris to prove that there's never a case where one can transfer a share. And as the Gemara continues, so one would think that one cannot trade a mincha for a zevach, as Chesa, a mincha never takes the place of a zevach, as we know that even by a carbon oil of Yared, if someone is not wealthy enough to buy a regular carbon of a behemoth, then he will bring tzipurim, and he would not bring a carbon mincha, and a carbon mincha is only brought two levels down when someone has bedali dalois, and maybe that's why the Torah tells us that one cannot transfer his share from a mincha to a zevach or a zevach to a mincha. But perhaps one would be able to trade a mincha for an oif or an oif for a mincha, as they are interchangeable. As if someone is bedali dalois, then instead of bringing oifos, they will bring minachos. However, the Brisa continues and teaches us Talmud Leimed, but the pasuk in Pasha Sav states v'chol nasu mecheshes v'chol bnei arantia, and this pasuk is extra. And therefore, we learn that all minachos have to be given to all the kohanim, and we cannot trade a oif for a mincha or a mincha for an oif. And the Brisa continues with another scenario. That one would think that although we learned in this pasuk that one cannot trade a mincha for a zevach or a mincha for an oif, however, potentially one should be able to trade an oif for a zevach, as the maisa an oif takes the place of a zevach by a carbon dalois. And as we know that by a carbon oil of yared, if someone doesn't have enough money to buy a zevach of a behemoth, then oifos can take the place of a zevach. Therefore, potentially one would think that although one cannot transfer a mincha for an oif, even though a mincha could take the place of an oif by a carbon oil of yared, however that may be, because a mincha is brought from flour and an oif is minei damim, however maybe we would be able to transfer an oif for a zevach or a zevach for an oif. Number one, we find that an oif could be a replacement for a zevach, and number two, they're both minei damim. And how do we know that two kohanim cannot decide to transfer the rights to each other? One will only take the chilek from oifos, and the other will only take his share from a zevach. And the Brisa explains that therefore the pasuk continued and stated al machvas lakoyin amakva isa loisia. And since this pasuk is extra, so we learned that one can also not transfer an oif for a zevach or a zevach for an oif. And the Brisa now finished dashing pasuk test in Perek Zayin that stated v'chol milcha shteofa batano v'chol nasa b'macheshes v'al machvas lakoyin amakva isa loisia. And the Gemara will now continue to dash in the pasuk that stated v'chol milcha bul b'shem v'chariva l'chol b'nei aron tia ishka achiv. And as the Gemara continues, yachalo yichalko ifis k'neged zvachim shalolu asiyasim biyad v'alolu asiyasim b'kli avi yichalko minachos k'neged minachos she'ilu ve'ilu asiyasim biyad. In Talmud Leumen we have an extra pasuk that states v'chol milcha bul b'shem l'chol b'nei aron tia. And the Gemara has a hamina that potentially the din was that one cannot transfer an oif for a zevach or a zevach for an oif, as they are not similar to each other, as the Kohanim would do malika to an oif, which was done with their hand and with their finger. Shechita by a zevach was done with a kli, and that may be the reason why you can't transfer one for the other. However, when we have two menachos, which are completely similar to each other, as both are brought with a kli, so possibly we would say that two Kohanim could transfer their shares of menachos to each other, and one Kohen could take a share in one mincha, and Kohen B could take a share in mincha B. However, once again, we have the extra pasuk of the chom mincha bul b'shem and chom b'nei aron tia, and therefore we learn that the entire mincha has to go to all the kohanim, and a kohen cannot transfer one mincha for another mincha. And the Gemara continues, yachlo yichalku machvas k'neged macheshes, macheshes k'neged machvas, shezu maser koshen v'zu maser rakin, avi yichalku machvas k'neged machvas, macheshes k'neged macheshes, tamleim v'chariv v'chol b'nei aron tia. The Brisa is still bothered that possibly although one cannot transfer one type of mincha for another type of mincha, possibly two kohanim could decide to transfer one type of mincha to each other, and Kohen A would get the entire share in mincha A, and Kohen B would take his entire share from mincha B. However, once again, we have an extra pasuk, as the pasuk states, v'charev l'chol b'nei aron tia, and therefore we learn that in no case can one Kohen transfer his share to another Kohen. And l'maisa the Gemara will continue to quote the Brisa, but we already see the question on Chizkiya, that how could Chizkiya say that we learn that the shirayim of the minchas ha'imer and the shirayim of the minchas kenois belongs to a Kohen from the pasuk of v'chol mincha b'lul b'shem v'chareiv l'chol b'nei aron tia? If we see from this brisa that we learn other dinim from this pasuk, and therefore these psukim are not extra. And the Gemara now continues to quote the entire brisa, as the brisa continues, yachalo yichalko b'kachi kachim, that even though from the pasuk of v'chareiv l'chol b'nei aron tia we learned that one cannot transfer one mincha for another mincha, so possibly we would say that although it's true that just like one cannot transfer one mincha for another mincha, one cannot transfer one zevach for another zevach, however, possibly we would say that that is only those which are kachi kachim, and since a karm mincha is kachi kachim, therefore we would learn that the only time that one cannot transfer a carbon for another carbon is only by kachi kachim, but maybe by kachim kalim one could transfer one carbon for another. As our Gemara continues, yachle yichalku b'kachi kachim, avi yichalku b'kachim kalim, hamuloyma ish kachiv, therefore pasuk yud ends off ish kachiv, and then pasuk yud beis starts v'imal toydi akrivenu, and we know that a carbon toyda is kachim kalim, and therefore we learn kashem shein chalkim b'kachi kachim, kachin chalkim b'kachim kalim, that just like you can't transfer kachi kachim, you can't transfer kachim kalim, and ayin rashi yachle yichalku b'kachi kachim could go in chatas k'neged chatas v'ashram k'neged ashram, avi yichalku shlomim k'neged shlomim, dolei goli kral legabim mincha de kachi kachimi, tamloim ish kachiv, samach leiv im al toida. Finally, the braisa ends off that the pasuk states ish kachiv, and we learn out ish chaylik v'afilu balmum, vein kachon chaylik v'afilu tam, that every single man gets a chaylik in the carbon, and even if it's a kohen balmum, and even though kohen balmum cannot do the avoda, however, kachon would not receive a share in the karbonos, and even though the kachon is a tam, and therefore we may say that he's actually even better than a kachon that's a balmum, as balmum will never be able to do avoda in the base of mikdash, whereas eventually a kachon will be able to do avoda in the base of mikdash, but even so, a kachon doesn't receive a share in the karbonos. And once again, the Gemara is bothered that from this brisa we see that we already learned drushes from this pasuk and pasuk tzav, and how could Chizki use this pasuk as a makar? And the Gemara answers, "Hahu mikol nafka." That when our brisa just taught us that we learned the din of chaluka and the din of transferring parts of karbonos to each other, those drushes were learned from the fact that the Torah used the term kol, and as the Torah stated, "V'chol mincha she'te'ofer batana and v'chol nasa b'cheshes," and the Torah also stated, "V'chol mincha b'lul b'shem v'chariva." And therefore, the rest of the pasuk is still extra. Lemaisa, the pasuk states, "Mincha b'lul b'shem v'chariva l'chol b'nei aron tia ish ke'achiv," and the inyan l'b'lul v'chariva shel chitin tneu inyan l'b'lul v'chariva shel serim. Therefore, Chizkiyah teaches us that the shirayim of the minchas ha'im and the minchas kenais goes to the kohenim. However, the Gemara continues and asks, "V'afikta l'chor beis Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say that we learned the din of chaluka from the word kol? We already saw in daf samach gimel beis that Rabbi Yehuda used the word kol as makar for the din of the rabbanon who achelik and Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Shimon holds that when someone brings a minchas mafetana, then they actually have three choices. As Rabbi Shimon holds that one could either bring 10 chalos or 10 rikikin, or they could bring 5 chalos and 5 rikikin. And rabbanon hold they could only bring 10 chalos or 10 rikikin, but they cannot bring 5 chalos and 5 rikikin. And Rabbi Yehuda learned this makar from the word kol, and he taught us kashem shemachesher sumachva shnei minin v'chem blul v'chareiv v'shnei minin kach minchas mafetana mechalos or mikikin shnei minin hein ve'im mitzdarfen l'mincha achas. And therefore we already used the term kol, and how can you say that the drasha that we just learned in the brisa is based on the word kol? And the Gemara explains alahu mi v'kol, that l'maisa this pasuk states v'chol mincha she'te'ofer betana v'chol nasa b'macheshes, and the next pasuk also states v'chol mincha b'lul b'shamen. And since the Torah used the word v'chol instead of kol, so therefore we learn both drashas. Number one, we learn the drasha of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and number two, we're able to learn the drashas of the brisa. And therefore Chizki holds that the rest of the pasuk is still extra, and therefore he was able to learn the Gemara now continues. Although Chizki just brought a makar, however the Gemara will bring another makar, as Ravina Omar, Ravina states that we learned this from a different pasuk, as asked by Tani Levi, we learned this based on a brisa that was brought by Levi, the Tani Levi, as when the Pesukim and Pashas Kerech discussed the Choftal Matnes Kuna, so the Pesukim state by Dabe Shem Al Arein, Vani Hinin Nesati L'chas Mishmerish Trumoisai L'chol Kotche B'nei Yisrael L'chol Nesati L'mashchol L'vanecha L'chok Oilam. And the Pesuk then states, Zeyi L'chol Mekredish HaKadoshim Min Eish Chol Kobonam L'chol Minchosam L'chol Chatosam L'chol Hashama Mashi Yeshivu L'yikredish Kadoshim L'chol Hulo V'necha. All these words are extra. Therefore we dash in when the Pesuk states L'chol Kobonam L'rabbis Loik Shem and Shem Tzeira, as this is coming to be Barber, after they did the proper Zeis from the Loik Shem and Shem Tzeira, then the rest of the Loik Shem and Shem Tzeira was given to the Kainim and was not placed on the Mizbeach. And the Braisa explains that why would we need a limud as sakadat chamina min ish kasser rachmana kamash blan, as one would have had hamina that since the pasuk states zayil chom bekodesh kadosh min ish, so maybe the only things that go to the kohen are only things that have a shaychus to the fire, and only things that part of it was put on the mizbeach, and since no part of like shem and shel material was placed on the mizbeach, so potentially it would not go to the kohenim kamash blan, that even the like shem and shel material goes to the kohenim. The gemara continues with the point that's relevant to our gemara, that when the pasuk states lechom and chesam the rabbis minchas ha'imer minchas kenois, and this mabar that the shuraim of the minchas ha'imer and the minchas kenois go to the kohenim, and even though they're brought from sa'irim, as the brisa continues that why would we need a lima b'negei the minchas ha'imer minchas kenois as sakad et chamina va'ochlo yisrael hashakupa behem amrachmana v'hayl hatakasya v'idich dami levar kasya kamash blan, one may have had a hamina that since the pasuk in pashat tzavah states va'ochlo yisrael hashakupa behem lemalei yisodim lekadish yisam v'zola yoichol ki kodesh heim, possibly the only things that a kohen has a right to are only those items that came as a kapara. However, since the minchas ha'imer came lahatas achadosh and the minchas kenois came to be mevarer if the soita actually performed this issa or not, possibly the shirayim would not be given to the kohenim kamashbolan l'chom u'chosam, that even the shirayim or the minchas ha'imer and minchas kenois belong to the kohenim. And keep in mind that it's a bit sarbir as to why the gemara had to explain that this is the habmin of the gemara, and this is why we need the makar. If we already see that we need this makar, as based on the previous psukim, we only were able to learn that lefri of Shimon, the shurayim of a mincha that's brought from chitin go to kohenim, but we did not have a makar that the shurayim from a mincha that's brought from sa'irim were given to kohenim. However, it's pashut that the gemara is actually teaching us why we'd actually need this pasuk, even according to Rabbanon v'daik. Even though Ravino already brought it in the makar, the gemara continues and discusses the brisa, as the brisa continues that the pasuk states l'chol chatasam l'rabbis chatas o'if, and this teaches us that the chatas o'if also goes to the kohenim as sakadai t'chamina, as one may have had a hamina that nevela he, that since an oif is killed through malika and not through shchita, so maybe we'd be considered nevela, possibly a kohen would not be able to eat the chatas o'if kamash blan, that is also given to the kohenim, and the kohenim have a right to eat the chatas o'if. The brisa continues that the pasuk states l'chol hashamam l'rabbis hasham nozer v'hasham metzira, and the word l'chol hashamam is coming to be ma'abar, that the hasham nozer and hasham metzira are also given to the kohenim. The gemara is bothered that why do we need a ribui b'negei at hasham metzira, but hasham metzira behediksa bei, as the pasuk states in pashas metzira, v'shachar es hakeves b'mokoyim ashiyishchar es hachatas v'sa'ilo b'mokoyim ha'kodesh ki kachatas ha'oshom hu l'akoyim kodesh kodoshom hu, and the pasuk clearly tells us that it goes to the kohen, and the gemara explains el rabbis hasham nozer ka'oshom metzira, and in the chanami this pasuk is not needed in order to teach us that an hasham metzira is given to the kohenim, and the pasuk is teaching us that hasham nozer has the same din like an hasham metzira, and it's also given to the kohenim. And the gemara explains that sakat echemino l'hachshikasi kamash one, as one may have thought that since an hasham nozer is not coming because of an aveira, and it's only coming to you machshir nozer, as Rashi states l'hachshikasi l'taglachas v'liyayim v'litam l'mesim umid l'avkaparasi l'yoch l'kohenim, maybe the kohenim would not be able to eat hasham nozer kamash blon, that the kohenim could eat hasham nozer, and l'chur itzil tzarech beer as to why the gemara had to state l'rabbis hasham nozer k'hasham metzira, and the gemara could have just stated that since the pasuk states l'chol hashamam l'rabbis hasham nozer b'tzarech beer. The gemara continues to dash in the pasuk in pashas kirach, as the pasuk states ashi yeshivu, and we learn out ze gezal ger, that this refers to gezal ger, that goes to the kohenim, and as we know that if someone steals something from another Jew and then that person dies, then certainly a Jew has yarshim, and therefore would have to return that property to the yarshim. However, if someone steals from a ger, and a ger is kekotin shenel dami, and if he didn't have any other children afterwards, then he may not have any relatives. And if someone stole from a ger and then the ger died, then the Torah teaches us that any money that was stolen from the ger is also one of the matnas kuna. And as the pasuk states in Pashas Nasai, im ein leish goyel lahashav ha'ashem eilav ha'ashem amush l'ashem la'koyin novad il kapur mashiachap b'yelav, and we know that pasuk refers to gezal ger, and therefore when the pasuk in Pashas Kerech is discussing matnas kuna, it also mentions that gezal ger goes to the kohenim. Finally, the brisa teaches us that when the end of the pasuk in Pashas Shlach states l'cha hilo v'necha, we learn out shecha hilo v'necha afilu kadosh b'yisi isha. And Rashi in Masechta Zvachim on daf mem dalam beis explains that this clause of the brisa is going back only on gezal ger and not on the rest of the brisa, as certainly any other item that's mentioned in the Brisa, although it goes to the Kainim, but it's still Mishulchan Kavayu Kazachu, and therefore you would not be able to use it L'Kadosh Baisa Isha, and it's only Gezel Ager that is allowed to be used L'Kadosh Baisa Isha, Ayin Sham. However, Ayin Rashi at the top of the Armid, Shalchohim, Kolhani, the Misrabu Mahaikra, and they could use it L'Kadosh Baisa Isha, Kedama, Makadosh Becholka, Bekotchi Kotchi, Mekudeshes, and as one man the Amim, Sefdis Kedushin holds, that if someone's Makadosh with his Chelik and Kotchi Kedoshim, then it is Mekudeshes. And the Gemara now continues that in our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, the Mishnah taught us that Minchas Avdik Chavim Shirayim LeKoyinim, and the Koyinim will keep their Shirayim, and the Gemara will now bring that this is actually based on the Machalikis Tanoim. And as our Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, and we continue on Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, Shalmei Avdik Chavim Oilois, that even if a Goy Misnada Shlomim to the Beis Hamikdash, then we consider it like a carbon oila, and it would be Kule Kolol. And as Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Shalmei Avdik Chavim Avdik Chavim Shinadol Havi Shlomim and therefore the same thing applies that if a goy will bring a korban mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, then it will be kulei kolel. And the Gemara states ibayis emakra, ibayis emasvara, and either I could say that it is based on a pasuk or it's based on a svara, as ibayis emasvara if yichavim libel shemayim, that either because yichavim's heart is always to shemayim and he wants to give all his things away to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and his rashi and sav yodei brings belibel shemayim de inu yodei b'tiv korban v'chinoda b'libay l'shemayim nadar hilkul kol hein l'gavaya. Therefore, Goy's intention is always to give the entire carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore their carbonis will always be kolel. And as we know, the famous word that by a Goy they cannot be mechalik between Gashmias and Ruchnias, and there's one thing called Gashmias and there's a separate thing called Ruchnias, and therefore if they're going to do a Dvar Ruchni, then certainly they meant it kulul shemayim and they didn't mean to have any anah from it. However, by Yidden we understand that we could take Gashmias and we could turn it into Ruchnias, and therefore, even though we take part of the Karbanos, but actually that Gashmias is being turned into Ruchnias. And the Gemara continues, V'yibayisei Makra, and if you want, I could bring a Pasuk, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Emor, Dabel Aaron Vel Bonav Vel Kol Bnei Yisrael V'mata Aleim, Ish Ish Mebeis Yisrael Men Ager B'Yisrael, Asher Yakov Karbanos L'chol Nedreim L'chol Nedvayisim Asher Yekriv L'Hashem La'ila. And we know from the words Ish Ish that stayed in this Pasuk, we learned that a Goy could bring Karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Torah tells us, Asher Yekriv L'Hashem La'ila, that all the Karbanos that are Makriv L'Hashem should be in Oila and should be Kulei Kolel. Our Gemara now continues and asks questions on Rav Huna, as must Rav Chaim Bar Guya, as the Braisa teaches us, Evi Chavim Shes Nadav L'Havi Shlomim, Nisan L'Yisrael Yisrael Eichlan, Nisan L'Koyin HaKoyin Eichlan. If a Goy made a Neder to bring a Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash, so if he gave it to Yisrael to be a Shliach and to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as his Karbin, then the portion of a Karbin Shlomim that is eaten would be given to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael will be able to keep that portion. However, if he gave it to a Koyin to bring as a Karbin, then the Koyin would keep that portion. But ultimately we see that's not Kulei Kolel. And the Gemara answers, Am Rav Hachi Ka'amar, Am Nashe Skapi Ben Yisrael, Yisrael Eichlon, Am Nashe Skapi Ben Koyin, Koyin Eichlon, that the Braisa is not talking about a case where Goy was Misnada Karbim Shlomim and he brought the Karbim Shlomim on his own behalf, but instead the Braisa is talking about a case where Goy was Misnada Karbin to be used as a Shlomim for Yisrael, and in that case Yisrael will eat it. And if the Goy donated his carbon on condition that a Koyin should receive the kapara and receive the benefit from this carbon, then that Koyin would have a right to the carbon. And before we continue, let us see Rashi. And Rashi states in Divrei Maskil, in the son of Yisrael, La'achlam, La'afuki le'yuchavim, D'leisafina le'ukachim. And certainly we couldn't give the carbon to Yuchavim, as you now give kachim to Yuchavim, Da'ar la'asa b'kachim, K'namin and Perka Ara b'yavamis. And the Gemara explained that we're talking about a case where Goyim was misnada the behima for Yisrael's carbon. And as Rashi explains, Sha'ama Yuchavim, Harizu Shlom la'kriva b'shvil pleni, Shinod l'havi shlomim, Da'hanach vade necholim, Da'bishvil Yisrael kasu, and Umatana hu diyav le'av Yuchavim. And the Gemara continues with another question on Rav Huna, and this question will be from our Mishnah, as Masav Rav Shizbi, our Mishnah stated, Ilu menachas mikmatzes for Shirei and Lekayin. One of the 10 cases that the Mishnah brought was Michas Avdik Yuchavim, and we see that when they bring a mincha, Shirei and Lekayinim, as not Kulei Kolel. And the Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Yechanan lo kasha harabi seh glivi harabi kiva. And Rabbi Yechanan explains that it's not shver. Einach enami, this din of Rav Huna is based on a famous machlekes between Rabbi seh glivi and Rabbi Kiva. And Rav Huna was going according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi seh glivi. And as Rabbi Yechanan continued the Tanya, we learned to the Braisa that when the Pasuk and Pashas Emor states ish ish, so the Torah could have stated the word ish, and matam olema ish ish, and why does the Torah repeat the words ish? And the Braisa explains explains the rabbis of the chavim shenegrin and darim or the davis kiyisrael, that the pasuk is teaching us that not only kiyisrael bring a neder or a davar and bring kabbanis to the base of mikdash, but a guy could also bring kabbanis to the base of mikdash. Rabbi Yitzchak continues that since the pasuk states ashe yekriv l'Hashem la'ila ein le'ala'ila, so one would think that a guy could only bring a carbon ila shlamim minayin, and how do you know that a guy could even bring a carbon shlamim tamalim in adreim? So the pasuk states in adreim, which refers to shlamim, and the brayse still continues toydim minayin, and how does Rabbi Yitzchak clearly know that a guy could bring a carbon toy to the base of mikdash tamalim in advaisam and minayin l'rabbi so ifos vayayin v'alavoyin ve'itzim, and how do you know that a guy could even bring birds and wine and levoyin and itzim as a carbon to the base of mikdash tamalim in adreim l'chol adreim advaisam l'chol advaisam, as since the Torah could have just stated nidreim and advaisam and didn't have to say l'chol nidreim l'chol advaisam. So from the extra words of l'chol we learn out l'rabbi so ifos vayayin v'alavoyin ve'itzim. And finally Rabbi Yitzchak Lili points out in Cain matam lema oila, so why did the Torah specify that a guy could bring a carbon oila? And Rabbi Yitzchak Lili teaches us that the Torah mentions oila pratlan naziris to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, that the Torah is telling us that although a guy could bring all types of carbonis, however a guy cannot bring the carbonis of a nazir. And as we will see a bit later, that there is another pasuk that teaches us that a guy cannot even become a nazir, and therefore why would we need a pasuk to teach us that a guy cannot bring the carbonis of a nazir if certainly he cannot become a nazir either? In a few moments the Gemara will discuss this point, but we see from Rabbi Yitzchak Lili that a guy could bring any carbon, and that's why Mishnah taught us that b'negeya carbon mincha of a guy, that the shrine would go to the kohenim. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Kiva Omer, that the pasuk states that she'akriv l'Hashem la'ila, and Rabbi Kiva learns inli elo la'ila b'vad, that a guy could only bring a carbon ila, and therefore when Rav Huna stated shalmei avicham ilais, he is specifically going like the shita of Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara now goes back to the point that we just mentioned, as l'chera according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, why would we need a pasuk to be a mayit that a guy cannot bring a carbon naziris if a guy cannot become a naz at all? And as our Gemara continues, v'hai pratlan naziris mehacha nafka mehasam nafka, as the pasuk in Pashas Nasi states, da'bel b'nei Yisrael v'yamata aleim isha isha kiyafli linda neder nazil haz l'Hashem. And we learn now b'nei Yisrael neidrin v'inei v'chav neidrin, that a guy cannot even make a neder to become a nazir, and therefore why would we need a pasuk to teach us that he can't bring carbonis of naziris if he can't even become a nazir l'chadchila? And the Gemara explains ime hasam, that if we would only have our pasuk that states ashe kriv l'Hashem la'ila to have mina carbon l'laisi, one may have thought that although a guy cannot bring a carbon naziris, however avon naziris chalo layu, but if he actually makes a neder to become a nazir, he would actually become a nazir and kamash mlon. And therefore the Torah tells us in Pashas Nasai, da'bel b'nei Yisrael v'yamata aleim isha isha kiyaf l'linda neder nazir l'haz l'Hashem, that b'nei Yisrael neidrin and ve'inei v'chav neidrin, and ayin and teisis and mesechtes nazir on daf samach alpha and beis, where teisis is bothered. So if so, the Torah should have just written the pasuk of b'nei Yisrael, and we would know that a goy cannot become a nazir. And if so, why do we need a miyad in Pashas Emor that states asher kriv l'Hashem la'ila la'ilu v'la'ilu naziris? And ayin sham, that teisis explains that from the pasuk of asher kriv l'Hashem la'ila, we learn that although goy could decide to donate a carbon to Yisrael for his other karbonos, however a goy cannot donate a carbon for a goy's carbon zeros. And the Gemara now continues, k'man ozla hu d'tnan, that who is the following Mishnah Masech Lishkalim going like? As the Mishnah states, Amar Rav Shimon, Shivan Dvarim, Hiskinu Bezdin, V'zeh Echman, that it was seven takonas that Bezdin made, and one of them is as follows, Avikacham Shishol Chaylosim V'din Siyam, V'shilach Ima Nesecha, Kreivim Mishaloi, V'im Lav, Kreivim Mishal Tziba, Leim Rabbi Yisrael Glili, V'lei Rabbi Kiva. Rav Shimon taught us that Rabbanan made seven takonas, and one of them was that Avikacham that sends his carbon oilam V'din Siyam, then of course Bezdin would be mak of the carbon on behalf of the guy. And certainly if he sent his nesachim together with the carbon oila, then we'd be mak of those nesachim. However, if he didn't send those nesachim, then since a carbon oila requires nesachim, Bezdin made a takana that they should be mak of those nesachim from the money of the tzibur, from the lishkas hagazis. And l'maisa, the Gemara wants to say that this brisa seems to be going dafkil fi Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, as otherwise why would they bring any nesachim at all if we just stated that a guy could only bring a carbon oila, and who said he could bring nesachim? And therefore, the Chayra, not only is our Mishnah like Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, but the Mishnah Masech Lishkalim would also be dafka lefi Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. And the Gemara states, afilu tamar Rabbi Kiva, oila v'chal chavrasa, that in the Chenami, when Rabbi Kiva states that a guy could bring a carbon oila, he didn't mean that he could only bring a carbon oila. He meant to say that he could bring an oila as well as any other items that always come together with an oila. And since nesachim always come together with an Eilah. Therefore, when a guy donates a carbon Eilah, he must bring the Sachem as well. The Gemara now continues with a similar point, and as the Gemara continues, Man Tanla had the Tanar Banan, that who's the Tanar the following Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us that the Pasuk and Pasha Shlach, Ben Agiyan and Sachem teaches us, Kala Ezrach Yasek Kachas, Eilah Hakav Isherech Nechayach Lashem, and the Braisa learns, Ezrach, maybe the Sachem, Ve'ino Yvichovim, maybe the Sachem, that only Yisrael brings the Sachem, however, a guy would not bring the Sachem together with his carbon, Yachalay Te'er Lassatun is Sachem, Tamalay Makacha, and one would think that even if he brings a carbon Eilah, he would not bring the Sachem, and therefore the Torah states, Kachi Yasel Shara Echad, Eilah Eilah Echad, Eilah Sebak Fasamay Ba'izim, the Gemara is bothered money that who is the town of this Braisa, as Loy Rabbi Seyed Gluvi, Veloy Rabbi Kiva, that would seem this Braisa is not going like Rabbi Seyed Gluvi, and it's also not going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, as E Rabbi Seyed Gluvi, Amma Filu Yayinami, as if it's going like Rabbi Seyed Gluvi, then why is the Braisa state that we can only bring the Sachem with the carbon Eilah, if Rabbi Seyed Gluvi himself stated that a Goy could bring even a Skayayin, and therefore certainly when he bring any carbon which he's allowed to bring, then certainly he should be able to bring his Sachem with any of his Kabanais, and as we previously learned, based on the Pasuk of the Chol Nidreim and Chol Nidveisam, that Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi was Ma'aba, Oifais Vayayin, Valavayin Vayitzim, and the Gemara is also bothered, Eid Rabbi Kiva, and if you're going to say this Bryce is going like Rabbi Kiva, Ha'ama Eila'im, Midiachwin Alai, Rabbi Kiva says that a guy could only bring a carbon Eilah, and he can't bring any other carbon, and therefore, how could he bring in a Sachem for his carbon Eilah? And the Gemara will now bring two Terutzim, as Ibaisim Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi, Ve'ibaisim Rabbi Kiva, as either I could tell you this Bryce is going like a Shita Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi, or I can explain that this Bryce is going like Rabbi Kiva, and as the Gemara explains, Ibaisim Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi, Samimahi Yayin, that either I could explain that this Bryce is going like Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi, and the previous Bryce that seemed to say that Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi was Ma'abi Niske Yayin is actually incorrect, and really we should remove the words Yayin from that Bryce, as Einachanami Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi holds that a guy cannot bring a standalone carbon of Niske Yayin to the Beis HaMikdash, and our Bryce now teaches us that although the fear of Rabbi Yisrael Gluvi cannot bring a standalone carbon of Niske Yayin, however, if the guy is bringing a regular carbon, with his requirement to bring Nisachim together with that carbon, then since he's allowed to bring that carbon, so we also accept the Nisachim from the guy, and the Gemara brings a second Teretz to be Ba'isim Rabbi Kiva, and if you want, I could explain that this Bryce is going Lefita Shita Rabbi Kiva, and although Rabbi Kiva holds that a guy could only bring a carbon Eilah to the Beis HaMikdash, however, as we explained previously, Rabbi Kiva did not mean that he could only bring a carbon Eilah, he meant to say they allowed to bring a carbon Eilah together with anything that comes together with the carbon Eilah, and as the Gemara states, Eilah v'chol chavurasa, and we will stop over here.